Welcome to Bold Brands for Bold Women podcast. We are on a mission to help 1 million women entrepreneurs be seen, heard, and shine through personal and business branding. I'm Pick, and each episode, I'll guide you with insights and strategies to turn your brands into one that truly reflects your ambition. Whether you are starting out or scaling up, you are in the right place. Let's get started. If you're a woman entrepreneur who isn't a brand expert, getting your messaging right can feel very overwhelming. I want you to have a clear understanding of just three elements you need for your brand messaging. Because if you don't get this right, visitors won't stay on your website. People don't understand what you do or how you're different, and your marketing materials will fall flat. A lot of people have asked me about brand messaging, and when I dug deeper, I realized many of them simply miss the fundamentals. So without these basics, you run into problems like confusing internal communication, ineffective marketing materials, and it can even hurt your sales. So let's break it down and get back to the core elements you need to build your brand messaging. I call this the nucleus elements of brand messaging. There are 12 components in a full brand messaging system. If you're interested, I've shared the full framework. I will have the link below for you to check out. But today, we're going to focus on the three brand messaging essentials that you must have before creating any part of your messaging. Without this, none of your messaging will be effective. Well, to make it easier for you, I created a worksheet for you to follow along. So you can download it using the link in the description below. The first thing we're going to talk about is something that most businesses overlook, but it is very crucial for everything you do. And here's the catch. Without this, everything from your marketing to your messaging is just guesswork. Think about it. If you don't know who you're talking to, how do you know what to say, right? It's like having a conversation blindfolded, just hoping someone hears you out. So, what's the key elements here? It is your target audience profile. This profile is the foundation of your brand. It helps you understand who you're talking to, help you create a product that serves them, help you create messaging, which is what you need to do here, that connect with them, and eventually it builds trust and so that they'll buy from you. Here's how you can build it. There are B2B customer and a B2C customer, right? That have slightly different profiles. So let's talk about the B2B first, business to business. Focus on the attributes like their position, right? The company size, the industry they are in, the professional interests. So you can get more specific into the tools that they use, conferences they go to, and the leaders they follow. For B2C, for your consumer product, right? Think about the customer's age, right? Gender, lifestyle, income, their interests. Dig even deeper. You can think about where they go shopping, what do they watch and listen to, and are there any influencers that they will follow? Here's a bonus. Give your target audience a name and visualize them with a photo. It will help you stay aligned and focused when crafting your messaging. Well, now that we know who you're talking to, we need to go deeper. Here's the thing. Even if you know the demographics, right? If you don't understand what your audience feels or what they truly want, the messaging won't connect. So because in reality, people really don't care what you do. They care about how you can solve their problems. Here's where we dig into the pains and the gains. How to do it? Just create a simple table. First column, label it what's not working. That's what's not working. That means is the pain that your customer have, right? When dealing with certain solution out there, what's not working for them? The second column, you can label it thinking and feeling. What they are thinking or feeling about that pain. For example, if a period tracking app is not working, they feel frustrated, they have to manually input everything. That's very time consuming. So when that's not working, how do that make them feel? Maybe they feel lag behind, they feel they are not diligent enough about their health. That's their feeling and that's their thinking, okay? The third column, you can label it what they want. So this is the game now. What do they really want? If that one thing or the features is not working, what do they want? Now, they get to the fourth columns now. We label it thinking and feeling. Same thing. Well, when they get the solution they want, what would they think? What would they think and what would they feel about this game? Remember, I asked you that we need to dig deeper whenever you talk about the pain and gains. This is how you do it. Well, let's take an example. Let's say a robot vacuum for busy working moms. The first column, right, we have what's not working. It could be that the working mom spend an hour every week to vacuum the whole house, but still feel not clean enough. And that's the problem, the pain. Second column is the thinking or feeling. When that's not working, how do they feel? I feel like I'm wasting my time on chores when I could spend it on more important things like family or maybe my career. Now we finished the pain, let's look at the gain side, the next two columns. The third column is what they want, right? Probably a hassle-free way to keep my house clean without sacrificing time for my family or my own well-being. That's what they want. And then on the fourth column, how do they make them feel? Their thinking and feeling will be, well, a cleaner home makes me feel happier and I feel more in control. I'm not choosing between career or family. I can get it all and do it all without distress. And here you have it. Well, if you're finding this helpful so far and want more tips on branding, design, and women entrepreneurship, make sure to hit the subscribe button below. Okay, now you have defined your target audience, right? You understand the pains, the gains, and how do they make them feel. It's time to think about what sets you apart from your competitors. The goal here is to become the only choice in your category, not just another option. Why? Because number one brand usually capture 80% of the market share. Once you become the second or lower, the competition becomes fierce, and that's not where you want to be. But do I really need to be that different? Yes, because without a clear differentiator, your audience won't understand why they should choose you over other brands. And when they can see what makes you unique, they will choose based on price, and which is the last place any brands want to compete at. Here's how you find your differentiator. Remember, in the pain and gain, we built out that four column table. We can use it again here that you created earlier, but add two more columns. First one is competitors' strengths. And then the second one, the last one is your strengths. This is where doing market research is very important here. You really need to know your competitors and what are they offering and how you measure up. Basically, understand your market position. So in the competitors' strengths column, right, give a check if they have already provided a good solution. But if not, that's the opportunity. You give a cross, okay? In your strengths column, give yourself a check if you're excelling or there's a potential for you to excel in the area, okay? Well, the area where competitors fall short and you can deliver, that become your differentiator. This is the spaces where you can stand out and claim a unique spot in the market. Let's take the robot vacuum for busy working mom as an example again. Do you remember the third column? We have what they want, right? What they want is a hassle-free way to clean my homes clean without sacrificing time for family and personal well-being. That's what they want. And then the fourth column is thinking or feeling. So they want a cleaner house, right, without compromising. So they want to feel everybody is happier. They want to feel in control, right? They no longer need to force to choose between career or family, right? They can have both without distress. So now let's look at the new two columns, competitors' strengths. So from what I know, because I just recently bought a robot vacuums, and I realized a lot of robot, most of them actually, all of them, is robot vacuums focus on features like, oh, they're great picking up dirt, they are programmed for automated schedule. But here's the thing, they actually don't really help busy moms feel that they can balance it all. and there's no real emotional connection to making them feel empowered or in control in their lives. So I would say I will put a cross, because in this specific one, I don't think the market really fulfilled that. So then let's go to your strengths, right? Well, now you can focus on positioning your product as one of those that can help busy mom feel fulfilled in both family and professional life, giving them a sense of balance and empowerment that they crave, right? So I think maybe you're not, the robot vacuum is not doing it right now, but this is the potential. It's relatively easy to kind of focus on this emotional benefits. So your differentiator now, it becomes not just about cleaning, right? It's about helping busy working moms succeed in both of their personal and professional lives. And do you see it? We are now focusing on emotional benefits, not just features or function of the product. So now that you've built a solid foundation for your brand messaging, but there's more to explore, of course. Well, I have another video where I dive deeper into the complete branding system. I call it the NICE Brand Messaging Map, and I'll guide you to create anything there. So if you're ready to take your messaging to the next level, make sure to check that out. Thank you for joining me on Bold Brands for Bold Women. If you enjoyed today's episode, remember to subscribe and share it with other women who want to build powerful brands. Let's keep pushing forward together. Bye.